Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 4th of January. I'm your host, Paul White. I want to remind you that tomorrow, on Sunday, we put a full-length sermon right here wherever you get your podcast. You can access the podcast for that day, plus additional material. That's our full-length sermon that airs every Sunday and Wednesday. Our Sunday sermons are from our journeys around the world sharing the gospel, and our Wednesday is from our midweek Bible study in Flowery Branch, Georgia. Tomorrow's message is actually a lesson from one of four teaching sessions we did for the Gospel Institute of Calvary Church in Irving, Texas. We were invited in November to spend a day shooting teaching sessions for their school, their online school. And we did two sessions on my first book, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life, and two sessions on my second book, Between the Pieces, What Really Happened at the Cross. Both of those books are available at my website, paulwhiteministries.com. If you haven't read them, I would encourage you to do so. The first message from that series aired a couple of weeks ago as I'm splitting these up on this journey so that we don't do audio only every week. These are audio only sermons. It will post tomorrow. It's on the Holy Spirit and His role in the life of the believer, what He does and doesn't do. As of the recording of this podcast, I haven't edited it, so I haven't put an official title on it. It's one of those that didn't, you know, since we didn't do video or didn't put a title up on the screen at the time, didn't have a title when we did it, but I know it's on the Holy Spirit and who He is and what He does. And so it will air tomorrow. I encourage you to check it out. Even if you've read that book, I think you should listen to these messages if you enjoyed that book, because what you're seeing is where I am 8 years after we published that book. What have I added? What thoughts do I have now that maybe I didn't then? It was a really fun journey for me. I literally sat down with my book and went through it and picked a couple of spots I wanted to enrich or elaborate on or bring to the surface, and so I think you'll enjoy it. Then next week, we will put a video up from our trip to Minnesota, and then we'll bounce back to the Texas stuff again the week after that. So we'll kind of do this back and forth for a few weeks until we work our way through all of these. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is where we are on our journey through Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. We're in his resurrection passage. We've talked about that great 17th verse, what I considered one of the more important verses of the new covenant, because he says, if Christ be not risen, your faith is futile, you're still in your sins. And I don't need to go back over what that means. We talked about that 2 days ago before our long form Friday. But just to remind you that Paul viewed the resurrection as so important because it was God's way of justifying the cross. The cross goes from being a place of execution where in the minds of man, Jesus loses. But the cross becomes a victory when the stone rolls away because God justifies the finished work. If God doesn't do that, you're still in your sins, because Jesus dying for you isn't a full The accomplishment isn't full until He lives as a resurrected man on the earth. And I believe that resurrection, the doctrine of resurrection, is getting lost when it is focused only on bodies coming out of the ground, because the message of the cross is not focused on us dying on wood. So why is the message of the resurrection only us coming out of graves? The message of the cross is our sins and evil have been judged, and we have participated in His death in that our first man is dead. The message of the resurrection is that victory has been accomplished over sin and evil, and we participate in His life by raising with Him into a resurrected reality. Jesus says in John 11, and I told you a few days ago, that it was worth listening to our recent Tuesday night Bible study. That was lesson number 70 in our John series, by the way. It was called The Resurrected Life. In John 11 at Lazarus' tomb, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus doesn't say, I'm going to make a resurrection happen someday. He says, I am the resurrection. And then he connects it, and we don't often put these together the way we should. I am the resurrection and the life. And the fact that that conjunction is there, and the life, tells us resurrection is not an event as much as it's a man, and his name is Jesus. And the life you live as a resurrected man in Jesus is the life of a new Adam on the earth. And so I think we're getting lost sometimes arguing about future resurrection. So let me say this. I got 2 or 3 minutes, and this is a great way to close today, because I'll probably have to repeat this several times anyway. I do not think that Paul meant everything by resurrection that we mean by resurrection. I don't mean he didn't mean it at all the way we do, but I don't think he only meant it the way we do. In verse 18, those who have fallen asleep in Christ Jesus have perished. He says, then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. In other words, if resurrection isn't a reality, then they have fallen asleep. Those who died in Christ are done. And it seems as if Paul is saying, if resurrection's not a reality, then how are these going to live on? And if that's what he's saying, then he's saying that they're not in a place called heaven. They're just laying there waiting to be resurrected. Or Paul could be arguing that if Jesus did not physically come out of the grave, then there's no hope for people who have died because they died in their sins. Those are both two really powerful options. I'm not through this the course of the 15th chapter, unless the Holy Spirit shows me something else. I'm not going into this believing that I have some sort of answer as to resurrection. I do believe, however, that if we are careful in how we handle Paul's version of resurrection, we'll come away with something better than just determining future resurrection, pros and cons. What we'll come away with is a resurrected reality on the earth, a life of resurrection. I don't discount future resurrections for this reason, because there have been multiple resurrections in the Bible and through Bible ages. That stance turns some people off, because they want you to say one way or the other there is or is not a future resurrection. Some people don't even entertain the idea that there's not. I'm not locked into there being a physical resurrection or not being a physical resurrection. I am locked into there being such a thing as a spiritual resurrection. And I also believe, according to the words of Jesus and Paul, that that's something we ought to be participating in now. And I think if we miss that, it's way worse than missing whether or not there's future resurrection. Now, we'll work on that as we go, and you'll hear me say it again. We'll talk about that 19th verse tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.